Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's greet each other. Precious name of Jesus. Amen.
God is triumph. the righteous be glad. Oh, let them all rejoice with gladness. God is triumphed mightily. Jesus.
All right. Okay.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down,
yeah, Lord.
Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Praise is comely and upright. God inhabits the praises of his saints. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Sound. This is basic. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto him. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And on this Sabbath morning, I want to be drawn to Jesus. I want to be nearer than what I was before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Bless the name of Jesus. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Yes, you are, Father. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Bless the name of Jesus. Do you love him this morning? Do you love him this morning? See, a long time ago, the slaves, the only way they could get any freedom was on the day of worship. They'd be way off in the shack, back off in the woods somewhere. And that's where they could express themselves. Because when they was out in the field, they couldn't express themselves. So a lot of them hymnals that is popular today was made on the backs of people singing praises because of their oppressor and burdens. And now today, we're able to sing those songs because the devil don't have no power over us. Because Jesus has given us the victory. Hallelujah. We're no longer a slave to sin. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus has set us free. Glory be to the King. Amen. Do you love him this morning? Did you come to hear the word? We're going to preach the word this morning. I'm going to give y'all something to make sure that you, hopefully that you would embrace this and never fall prey to the enemy again in this area. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, on this beautiful Sabbath day morning, we do lift up your name and we do ask by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would send forth ministering spirits to minister to each and every soul in this place, Father, and confirm your word with the anointing that breaks every yoke, signs and wonders following. In the precious name of Jesus, all glory and all power and might belongs to you and is to you, and we will magnify and lift up your name, live for you, and bring glory to your name for all things. In Jesus' name, speak to our hearts your words of truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Nicodemus said to Jesus, no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Did y'all hear that? God be with him. We're going to talk about this morning fear, perfect love. Hallelujah. Fear, perfect love. Amen. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love. Can y'all say no fear? no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Now, what cast out fear? Perfect love. Because fear hath torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Did y'all hear that? Saints, do you realize how bad fear is paralyzing people all across this world? I mean, really, it's got a stranglehold around them. I'm talking about fear. Amen? Hidden fears seems to be the most destructive force that the devil uses upon the minds of God's people. Fears that you cannot evidently see with a naked eye. Amen? But fears that can only be expressed by an action. Hallelujah? A person may look like that they may have everything together. And notice I said they may look like that they have everything together. They may smile at you when you come around, but worry consumes their very lives. Did y'all hear what I said? Worry consumes their very lives. Now, you just as well as I do, we don't know what's going on inside of people's minds. Is that right? Not when people are around us. We really, because we're not mind readers. Is that right? But you don't know the torment that people are going through inside of their hearts. Many have bought the lie of Satan. I mean, just bought his lie, paid for it, hook, line, and sinker. Bought everything that Satan has sold them without even realizing it. Fear is so paralyzing, and it has so much influence upon people today that they just don't know the devices of the devil, and neither do they know how to discern to get free from it. But the Bible says that Jesus sent forth his word and he healed them. And he said that he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Can you hear this morning? Will you allow yourself to hear this morning? I hope you would. You see, because fear, you cannot see it with the natural eye. You can't see it. It's impossible to see it with natural eye because it's a spirit. Yes. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, so fear is a spirit. And I submit to you that it is not a righteous, holy spirit. Fear is a demonic spirit. It comes from the kingdom of Satan. Did y'all hear what I said? But you got to have a discerning spirit in order to detect the evil, damning spirit of fear. Because the Bible teaches us, not only do we need to know how to discern good, but we need to know how to discern evil. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you look at the condition of the assembly of the body of Christ today, many people can recognize good. But when the enemy has masked evil in so many different ways today, people can't tell when the devil's around. Ultimately, people subvert to and submit to are just putting forth their fingers and blaming each other. But let me give you a few examples to try to help us to develop an understanding of what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to us this morning. His people through the word of God. Amen. You see, people are afraid of all kinds of things. I mean, all kinds of things. People are afraid if their children leave home, something bad may happen to them. They may get an accident. They may get killed. Or they may get hurt. Or you may get a call from a hospital. Or who knows what. But this is projected fear. Are you following me? Nothing has happened, but we give in faith to fear, even though we say that we hope to not bring it to pass. Everything in the spirit realm is showing that we believe it to come to pass because fear has so much influence on our minds. Some people are afraid that they may not hold on until the end. You ever heard people say, I'm just holding on? Are y'all here? Are y'all just sitting there looking at me? Now let's try this thing one time. I'm one person. There's about 60 of you. All right? When I'm speaking, I'm trying to speak to all of you at one time. So this particular conversation we have in here this morning, there needs to be an exchange of flow of communication. Meaning if I say something to you, then you say something back to me. Amen. Now that's not difficult and that's not too hard to understand to those who have the power of God and the Holy Spirit. We're not tombstones, but we're lively stones. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say anything that's going to mesmerize you and paralyze you like fear is already done. But I'm going to expose, rip the cover off the enemy by the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now maybe we can get back started again. But, you know, people are feared they may get sick and die of cancer. You wouldn't believe all the types of fears that grips the minds of people today. I mean, fearing everything in the world. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. People fear they fear to love people. You know the reason why? Because they fear they may get hurt again. Why? You see, none of this is something that you can physically see. It's not like this book or this anointing oil or this glass of water or this mic stand. Because see, to see it, we don't have to have any faith to believe that they're already existing. Is that right? We don't have to do anything to believe that it's already there. Because we can see it. But we're here this morning to help you open up your spiritual eyes. To be able to see the things that you cannot see. So that you can learn to call the things that are not as though they were. Amen. We're talking about speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. Against every mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People are afraid of the unknown. People are afraid of the dark. Afraid of the day. Afraid of the sun. Afraid of snow. Afraid of rain. Afraid to go in a dark room by themselves. Afraid to sleep at night without a light. Constant worry. Constant fear grips the hearts of people. And we're still trying to figure out if this thing is real or not. Oh, we may can't see it, but we sure can feel it. Hallelujah. And it sure don't give us the same feeling as the Holy Spirit gives. Amen. Now you listen to me. If you worry, you don't have faith. If you fear, you don't have faith. Hallelujah. But if you have faith, then you won't worry. Uh-huh. Did y'all hear what I said? If you have worry, then you cannot have faith. But if you have faith, then you cannot worry. Now, worry isn't faith, and faith isn't worry. Do you know that the word worry does not appear in the scripture not one time? It's a subsidiarity for another word. Fear. You see, when you look at the language of the time when Jesus was walking here 1900 to go on the face of planet Earth, he would often tell people, do not fear. Isn't that right? Don't fear. Why are you so fearful. Today we will say, why are you so worried? What are you worried about? You see how that time has replaced a word to delude us from the actual thing that is really going on? Fear. It has masked itself and hidden itself, and it is destroying the body of Christ. Because we don't call the thing what it really is because of the deceitfulness of words. Do you see it? We've come accustomed to using the word worry, but the word worry cannot be found in the scripture. It's not even in the Greek or the Hebrew. But we use it so much because we don't want ourselves as well as others to believe that we are fearful. Amen. Worry is nothing more than fear. Amen. This cancerous spirit has deceived the people today. And we don't call it what it really is, because when we read the scripture, we don't read about worry. We read about fear. And of course, our minds only associate and work one way when we hear the word fear. We think fear means if you're fearful of a dog, or if you're scared of a snake, or you're scared of a cat. That's how we have associated fear. But you ought to listen to me this morning. Worry is fear. Did y'all hear what I said? Worry is fear. Worry is fear. And there is no fear in love. Because fear hath torment. Does not worry have torment? Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel anointed? Does it make you feel like you're appointed and called to God to go out and do his work? It makes you feel the very opposite, don't it? It paralyzes you and keeps you from doing the very thing you know you should be doing. Uh-huh. Y'all see that? Amen. We think that fear is associated with sudden fear. Such as if somebody comes around the corner and go, boo, we go, oh, I'm fearful. Everybody don't jump because they get startled. Hallelujah. But there's something going on that the mind is yet to grasp. Especially because we have not been taught the principles of God. We are in a war, and many of us don't even know we're in a war. And while the war is being waged against us, we're losing the battle. Now, we already got the victory in Christ Jesus, which we're hoping to tell you this morning, because we're going to learn this victory. Is that right? Because that devil is a lie. He is a liar and the father of it. Amen. But something that you can blame shift to, you will do it. Because that alleviates you of the responsibility of action. Am I making sense? You see, worry, fear, and watch this one, fret. We're going to deal with that word fret. We're going to deal with that word fret too, okay? If you don't deal with these things, they're already dealing with you. Now, I'm making sense? They're already dealing with you, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. And these spirits put people in bondage. Hallelujah. Terror grips the people's heart. The Bible says that people's heart will fail them for fear. Can you imagine looking out upon a thing, seeing it before it happens? Now we exercise discernment. Now we exercise discernment. And then becoming so fearful that it causes your heart to stop just at the anticipation of something disastrous going to happen. Now let's try this again. I am talking to you. I'm one person. There's 60 of you. There's one of me. Now, if you want me, to personally preach to Tyler. And me and him, I would have to go around and do this for the next 6 weeks until I got finished with the whole sermon with everybody. What I am doing is I'm trying to keep your minds active, because you've already given too much place to fear anyway. That's the reason why we're sitting here paralyzed when I mention the word. But the Bible says acknowledge the truth. And the reason why you acknowledge truth, the hope to be godly. That's why I know, that's why we're preaching this morning. So I hope for the second time that I don't have to get off course and get right back up on, because we're paralyzed. Because we're projecting what's getting ready to be told, because fear may be discovered. Am I making any sense, brother? Are we all here? I mean, you know what it looks like up here? It looks like that y'all are fearful that you're about ready to get hit with a hammer. And I'm not going to deceive you. You are getting ready to get hit with a hammer. Because the word says, is not my word like a hammer. So why are you bracing yourself? Somebody say, I ain't bracing myself. What is this? You tell me what that is. What is that? What is this? You may not look like that, but you look like it. Back on course again. Gonna get back in the ship. You need the sun in order to be free. Because fear cannot exist in the same house where faith is. Hallelujah. Do you know that people actually go to bed fearful at night, fearing that they may not wake up in the morning? Y'all believe that? I'm serious. People do that by the hundreds of thousands, if not by the millions. People actually break out in cold sweats, thinking that the devil is going to get them. People break out in cold sweats, thinking that they're going to die. Yeah, you're going to die. But there ain't no need in worrying about it. Are we making any sense here this morning? The power to believe the truth rests in your hearts. Fear have torment, but perfect love do cast out all fear. Amen? You know, the conversation goes like this in some people's minds. And you would think that after all we hear, that somebody would embrace this truth that's been expressed here this morning, grab a hold of it, and get free. Amen? And just let God bless them. Hallelujah? You know, the devil constantly puts the saints of the Most High in a state of flight in our minds by saying, you're not saved. Has anybody ever heard that before? Now, you know what's remarkable about this statement right here? When you wasn't saved, you never heard it. So you didn't have to worry about being tormented by it, did you? You didn't even have to worry about it, because it wasn't even a concern. How often are we going to play these games? I mean, the only time I ever heard you ain't saved was after I received the Holy Ghost. You wouldn't believe the anxiety people go through. Done confessed of their sins, been baptized in Jesus' name, been filled with heaven's sweet, precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and then some unseen force or some unseen spirit that communicates inside the mind will say, you ain't saved, and all of a sudden we biting our nails to the quick. Worrying, which is fear. That we ain't saved. Do we not think this is elementary? Some of us are slipping again. I don't want to waste 30 minutes of tape by giving the 160 analogy. Y'all can see it's a labor already. I mean, you do believe that you're not mindless minions, right? Well, I'm trying not to let your minion, your mind be with a minion. Hallelujah. Somebody getting this thing. I'm talking about people who live holy, who actually make an effort to live holy. I'm serious. Not speaking in tongues. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Feel the anointing of Jesus. You know, the disciples asked Jesus, how is it that you are going to reveal yourself unto us and not unto the world? Huh? And Jesus said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father shall send in my name. He gonna be in you. And his spirit gonna bear witness with you. Last night I had that baby right there, Austin. That baby brother Austin say to me last night, he said, Pastor, I got a question. You don't mind, do you? It makes no difference. I'm gonna do it anyway. It don't difference. He said, Pastor, what in the world is that is going on that has a reaction of cold chills, but it's not cold chills? And it feels so good. I said, brother, that's the Holy Ghost. That's his spirit bearing witness with your spirit that you are the Son of God. You know how it is sometimes when you're in a love affair with somebody and you just love seeing them. And then if you get a chance, an opportunity to embrace him, you can feel a connection there. Every once in a while, Jesus comes down. And he already don't have to come down no more. But every once in a while, he turns his arms inside out. And he embraces you. And it quickens your spirit on the inside. Hallelujah. And he just gives you cold chills. But yet you're not so cold. This is how he's going to manifest himself, he said. Because you see, it's going to take that spirit that's going to get that dead body up out of the ground. Hallelujah. You can't explain this to somebody who ain't got the Holy Ghost. All that is just a confirmation. You be going, man, but that's what that is. Hallelujah. And mind you, this coming from the same mouth 20 minutes later. I'm not telling my brother Austin, just saved folk. Same mouth that would hear later on, you ain't saved. What in the world? How much more can he confirm the witness by giving you his Holy Spirit? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil says to people, you too much of a sinner for God to love you. Amen. You ever heard that one before? Yes, sir. Huh? Look at you. You're a mess. You ever heard that one before? You done sinned away your day of grace. You ever heard that one before? Huh? And it's amazing because, see, the enemy is still using the same old trick that he used in the garden. Did y'all know what Adam and Eve were saved? How did they lose salvation? Because they was listening to another voice. Oh. How come Satan just go pick on somebody else? And we look at Adam and Eve and shake our heads and go, why in the world can they do that? And here we are, some almost 6,000 years later, rehashing the same old event over and over and over again. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he gets you to the point where you feel so bound you can't even praise him. You can't even praise Jesus because you feel so bound. And Jesus even released you from bondage. When we gonna figure out that the devil is, what he's trying to do is trying to snare you and get you back entangled again. You think he's going to waste this time right here by going out and picking up on the world and picking on the world when he got you to mess around with? He's not worried about the world. He's worried about you running your mouth and somebody else hearing. But see, if he can paralyze you and keep you in fear, he know that you won't go do God's will because you'll be too busy with him. Amen. But perfect love casts out all fear. Many times we feel like God is forsaking us. Why do we feel like that? Because the devil tells us. And he only gets his power through belief. Ah. Am I telling the truth? Am I talking right? Can y'all see how silly we've been? Hallelujah. Sometimes when you pray, the heavens feel like brass. Don't even feel the same anointing that you used to feel when you was close to Jesus. Do you know why? Because you simply changed who you was going to believe. Right smack dab in the midst of this Holy Ghost journey. Because when you was believing Jesus, you had no fear. And your love was perfect. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But when you're in bondage and you can't even lift up your voice to say Jesus, you can't even lift up your eyes to the heavens and ask for mercy. It's because you decided to stop listening to Jesus and listen to somebody else. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Nobody can serve two masters. You've got to have your mind made up which one you're going to serve. Hallelujah. You got to have your mind made up. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus sent forth his word and he healed him. Is that right? Sure he did. He sent forth his word and healed him. Now, Adam and Eve was just as saved as anyone could get. I mean, they really truly were genuinely saved. The Bible says that God would come down and he would talk with them. I mean, have communication with them. God gave the whole garden to Adam to dress it and to keep it. Gave him authority to name every animal that is ever on this earth. Adam had sweet fellowship with God, just like you, when you're filled with his Holy Spirit. Did you have the devil say this to you? God has withdrawn his spirit from you. And you can no longer touch God. You ever heard that before? Mm-hmm. Oh, you've heard him talk before. Look at him looking at me. And just think, we only thought that the devil just tore him in and passed it down. Pastor, I thought it was just against you and you only. It's amazing how all these people keep hearing the same things. And we're not reading each other's minds. How many times? Are you going to listen? How many times have you, I mean constantly, can you go with me? Constantly are reminded of the sins of the past. The devil runs a gauntlet on the minds. And the only reason why he does it is because you're going to listen to that mess. Have you figured out you're saved yet? This is the reason why you're under attack. Have you figured out you must be a threat to Satan's kingdom? Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. All it takes is a changed mind to accept God's word in your spirit. Amen. Come on, sometime, brother, so we give the devil entirely too much place. Amen. See, the devil knows that if he can get you to just doubt God and believe his tactics, believe the devil's lies, that he can paralyze you from doing anything from Jesus. Because you'll feel so inadequate. So useless. Because you're listening to the voice that you shouldn't be listening to. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Did he not say that? Amen. Satan wants you to believe his voice rather than the voice of God. Do you think we've learned so far just a little bit the differences between the voices? Uh-huh. So I mean we should not let fear and worry and fret bind us anymore then, should we? Uh-huh. Satan wants us to accept the evil spirits of fear and torment. And why do you think he wants to do this? So you can keep sitting there in fear and not doing nothing for Jesus. Amen? Amen. But Jesus said, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. Jesus said, I'm going to give to you the keys of the kingdom. That whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. Is that right? Yes, sir. Did he say that? Yes, have he figured it out yet? Yes, you are the one that does the binding, and you're the one that does the loosening. In other words, as a child of the king, fear have torment, but perfect love cast out all fear. And since the king loves me and I'm accepted in the beloved, I don't have no time to be bound because I'm too busy being free by Jesus. And since he's giving me power because he has all power, I'm not the one going to be bound anymore. I'm going to do the binding. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. How do you do them? Through Christ that's strengthening you. How do you do them? Through Christ that's strengthening you. Ye are of God, little children. And have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Jesus says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith, is that right? Shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever things he say. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I believe it. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to the only wise God, got no choice. I want to serve him. Hallelujah. There's something about this mountain thing. Nowhere written down in scripture can we find where Jesus actually went up to a mountain and said, go jump into the Mediterranean. He did not say, go jump into the Mediterranean. Is that right? He didn't say, go jump into the Mediterranean Sea. Can you find it anywhere? Must be a different mountain. Somebody say, you better pay attention because pastor going to be preaching or he going to be telling the truth, one to two. So you better listen. Hallelujah. The problem we got today is too many of us are constantly playing this game of condemnation. And the reason why we can't get a blessing from God is because we're too busy being constantly condemned. Amen. I'm not right with God. I fail God. Well, of course you fail God. I fail God. Amen. But the Bible says that our sins are past. The Bible says that God said, I am going to take your sins and I'm going to throw them into the sea of forgiveness. And I'm never going to remember them again. He said, I'm going to separate them as far as from the east and to the west. And when God forgave you of your sins, he turned around and he stuck up a sign right next to the sea that says, no fishing. And he made it so deep that a lure wouldn't even be able to go down there to catch any. Hallelujah. But you can't continue to keep going around playing this game with the devil of condemnation with sins of the past. You can't do nothing about sins of the past. Have you figured out that the devil don't try to condemn you for nothing but things that you have already been forgiven for? If God is forgiven, you know, what do you do, Pastor? Everybody want to know what I do when the devil try to condemn me of sins of the past? The devil, he will say to me, he'll say, don't you remember when you did this? Don't you know you did that? Don't you know you did this? I go, no. And then the liar would tell me, I'm lying. Did y'all catch me? I said the liar would tell me that I'm lying. If God said he gonna forget it, then I forget it. Hallelujah. So why in the world are we playing these games? Either they're past or they're present. Some of us still paralyzed, no way. We doing that half-hearted agreement. What are you trying to do, protect the devil? Look at him looking. I ain't trying to protect the devil. I ain't trying to protect the devil. I'm trying to listen to what you trying to say. Now you won't pay attention when you've been listening to the devil all this time. Well, we hope that you start doing it. Amen. But no, you can't be perfect in the flesh. I can't be perfect in the flesh. But I can be perfect in the flesh when he's in it. And where is he at? He's in you. Oh, hallelujah. You know, somebody going to receive this as a word of deliverance. I mean, somebody is. Hallelujah. Amen. when God sees that we hate sin, we can't stand sin, and our heart is turned perfect towards him. Yeah. Amen? Amen. He will give you the spirit of truth that will help you to abstain from sin. Amen. 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 And it's the blood of Jesus that take away all sin, all iniquity, and all transgression. And so if the devil try to come and remind you of your past, oh, you have nothing more to do than to remind him of his future. And when you say that you forgot, you just tell him flat out, I have forgot. If God can forget, I can forget too. Hallelujah. Isn't that the only thing that drag people down? Don't it? Devil try to put that weight of the past up on you and just drags it down, don't it? What voice you listening to in order to get dragged down? Boy, all this is making sense, isn't it? All this is making real good sense, isn't it? Hallelujah. Any of y'all ever heard the devil say, you remember what you done last week? You remember what you done last year? Lord, have mercy. Always trying to condemn you and bring you into bondage. Of course, today he ain't got to worry about too much people resisting him, because most people just volunteer to go into bondage. I mean, seriously. People just volunteer. They'll go right into it. Did not God say that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Wow. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all. Somebody say all.
All.
Somebody say all.
All.
Somebody is anybody say all.
All.
Unrighteousness. Now all means all. It don't mean some of it. It ain't like the detergent you go buy in the store. It may get out one stain and then leave another in. Hallelujah. All unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So I believe it when God said he'll separate my sins from as far as from east to the west. Amen. Amen. If he said I'll never remember again, I believe that too. Amen. Now, since God has done forgot them, who are you going around digging them back up again? And why would you listen to somebody that will tell you to go dig them back up again? And why would you be condemned for something that you ain't got no control over anyway? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. How can something be new if you're still walking in old? Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 John 3:20, if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Is that right? Now, I don't go play that game with the devil. It's going to remind me of my past. I ain't got no time for that. I know what it feels like for people to get disgusted with themselves.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Amen.
But I also know who you yield power to when you get that way.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, what can we say to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes,
I hope we can accept that. Let's turn to our Bible in Romans, the 8th chapter, okay? And let's listen to something for a minute. Now, the only way that you can remember anything from the past is if you have an unforgiven devil trying to remind you of it. I know somebody said, well, I'm too busy turning, Pastor. I didn't hear. Can you repeat that again? I mean, if you really heard that, that would have caused some rejoicing. Would that not cause some rejoicing? Maybe I need to get somebody up here to say it, then I need to go out there and sit down and see how I react.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I mean, you got an unforgiving devil that's trying to remind you of the past. Amen. Condemn you of the past. Isn't that right? Let's read the book says. All right, it says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the
flesh.
Are you walking after the flesh willfully?
No.
but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of what? Sinful flesh. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in who? Us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, what did he say? Life and what? Peace. So to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And he said in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind is peace. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So we don't have to be fearful in love, do we? Because there is no fear in love. Is that right? But perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear of torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. So if you're fearful, you're not made perfect in love. Uh-huh. Did you hear that? Can you hear it? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So your natural mind can't even submit itself to God. Is that right? So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh. Say, I'm not in the flesh.
I'm not in the flesh.
But in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Where's the Spirit of God at?
In me.
Where's he at? Where does he make his abode at?
Amen.
Where does he live at?
Amen.
Where does he abide at?
Amen.
Where's his home at?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, somebody say in you,
in
somebody say in me,
in
he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth where? In you. If it's under the blood, God can no longer and will, he will never hold it against you. Did y'all hear that? You remember what David said? God, let me fall in your hand, but don't let me fall into the hand of man. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he knew God was merciful. So anything that is past, are you following me? It's under the blood. God no longer holds it against you. Amen? And my God, if Jesus has forgiven me, then what in the world am I doing dragging up the past? What am I doing trying to listen to anything that's trying to drag up the past? Now you tell me, how can you lie to a devil that is a liar? Can somebody explain that one to me, brother? Now, you got to go outside of Christ in order to believe that lie.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I can't, and you can't do anything about yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
All we can do is live for tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How does that old song go? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my sins are gone. Are they gone?
Yes,
are your sins gone?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you know they're gone?
Yes,
because I know who holds. knows the future. Do you know who holds the future? Life is worth the living just because he does. He live? Is he alive? Hallelujah. Can you feel him? Hallelujah. You're going to have to accept the fact you just cannot be responsible for sins that are past. God said he forgave him, forgot him, threw him into the sea, and at the bottom of it. See, a lot of people don't know how deep the sea is. And he know that nobody can swim down there and get them. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. So don't allow the devil to get you in a state of depression and condemnation to park on the side of the seashore and to go fishing into the sea of condemnation. Amen. You know the reason why people can't touch God? Because of worry, fret, fear. We're going to learn some about this word fret. Are you ready? You sure you're ready? Are you sure you're ready? You know we're going to tell on you, don't you? We're going to tell on you. Do you know what the word fret means? The word fret means to tremble, to cause to tremble. The word fret also means to rage. See, all these are characteristics of a person that is in the spirit of fretting. They tremble and they rage to make a sound of thunder. You know what that is, don't you? You know, you ever seen people do that before? Oh boy. To become angry. What? Yeah, fret means to become angry. To heat oneself in vexation. Are y'all listening to this? To heat oneself in vexation. I know some of you just like it. Lord, have mercy. To be angry, to be incensed with. To be hot and furious. To burn, to be kindled. You ever done that before? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Then you load it with demonic spirits. You know what's so unusual about this word fret, though? Fret is always blame shifting responsibility. Fret says that if it wasn't for everybody else, I wouldn't be doing this. Fred said it's because of somebody else. That's the reason why I'm in the shape I'm in. Amen. Why can't we just deal with people honestly and then just tell them like it is and then just leave it at that? Yeah. But we got to go and show out. Amen. You ain't never been furious before? Yes, sir. And then say if it wasn't for that person, I wouldn't be that way. Now, I'm not alleviating responsibility from the person that's causing you to be furious, because they love you enough, they wouldn't be causing you to be furious. They would pay attention to what you're saying and then try to help you. Did I say something wrong, brother? Did I say something wrong? Did y'all get it? Y'all understand it? Anybody want fret? Let's go to Psalm 37. Are y'all ready for this? Yes, sir. Psalm 37 verse 1 says, and this is the Psalm of David, fret not thyself because of evildoers. What? Yeah, don't go into a rage. Don't make a sound of thunder. Don't become angry. Don't heat yourself with vexation. Don't be angry and incensed. Don't be hot and furious. And don't burn and be kindled. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Neither thou be envious against the workers of iniquity.
Is that right? Verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Do what? Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Is this good instruction? Is this good instruction? Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Fret not yourself to become angry. Fret not yourself to become furious. Fret not yourself to become incensed with anger and vexation of spirit. Fret not yourself to be hot. Fret not yourself to be kindled. Fret not yourself to be caused to fly into a rage. Fret not thyself to cause yourself to be thundering. Hallelujah. See, we do all these things because what we're doing is trying to protect ourselves. We call it a defense mechanism because we feel threatened. And the only way we know how to handle it is to show the characteristics we just got finished listing. Because we have no other recourse. Ah. Isn't this a good word? We're back in that silent mode again, ain't we? We're back in that stealth mode again, ain't we? You know what I'm going to do? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a little light. And everybody just, whenever you're buying like that, whenever you but you can't acknowledge, just push the button to shine the light on. Ding. Hallelujah. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Don't you want to wait for Jesus? Huh? Or you want to rage? You want to be hot with anger? You want to be furious? Incensed? Want to keep yourself vexed? Want to be hot? For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. That means the wicked spend all their time talking about those who are just. Those who are working out their salvation with fear and trembling. Those who are getting close to Jesus. Those are walking well in his ways. The wicked spend all their time gnashing on the just with their teeth. Y'all hearing this? The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his days is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. The sword shall enter into their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Hallelujah. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Don't you want to be righteous? Hallelujah. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs, and they shall be consumed into smoke, and shall they consume away. If you worry, then you do not have faith. When you have faith, you don't worry. Hallelujah. Because perfect love casts out all fear. See, when your heart is made perfect in love, you got your mind on Jesus. You're not trying to buy anything that the devil is selling you, because you done been down that path before. Amen. You're looking to be led in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Because fear of torment, and we don't want to be a tormented people. God promised us peace if we keep our minds stayed up on him. Did he not promise us that, brothers and sisters? Huh? The condition is, but if your mind is stayed up on him, that means you don't have no time in your spirit to be listening to all these nonsensical thoughts, these nonsense thoughts that don't make no sense at all, that the devil is trying to sell you from the past. Because he cannot condemn you for the future. Amen. And you cannot allow your heart to be condemned, because God is greater than your heart that condemns you. Amen. Because the Bible says that if God is for you, then who can be against you? A million men may be against you and 10,000 of demons, but God makes the majority. Hallelujah. Rest in the arms of Jesus when your love is perfect in him. Y'all see what it means? This is a mind battle, brothers and sisters. This is a mind battle. Tries to bring us into bondage and slay us. Rest in the arm of Jesus. Thank God. If your heart is made perfect in love, I don't care what you got going on in your heart or in your spirit. Not at all. Because cancer, disease, a tumor, blindness, lame legs, none of that can keep you from the love of God. Healing is the children's bread. When your heart is perfect towards him, God would not withhold healing, because healing is in his wings. Hallelujah. Can you raise your hand and praise God for a second? Hallelujah. Can you say, I know the Lord is going to deliver me? Can you say, I know he's delivered me? Hallelujah. You see, the devil is trying to bind people through fear, because he know it has torment. And when there's any resemblance of any kind of fear in that heart, then it's scooting and pushing God out of the way. God wants you to push the devil out of your heart. God wants you to push the devil out of your mind. God wants you to push the devil out and let Jesus come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives. Amen. To the recovering of the sight of the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You cannot afford to live in the past. You've got to take what Jesus got for you with the blood. And you've got to forget what's in the past. Can't you see how it's keeping your healing back? Can't you see how it's keeping your deliverance back? Can't you see what I mean? See, because wherever Jesus is, there's no unclean spirit can live in that thing, then, can it? Hallelujah. Because your heart is perfect towards him. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? You can't rejoice in the past, because we all got a bad one, don't we? I do, don't you? But I can rejoice in the future. Hallelujah, because my future is bright. Hallelujah. God will completely deliver everybody in here. But it's based on your heart being perfect towards him. Because remember, the eyes of the Lord, they're going to and fro in the earth. He's looking, he's searching. For what? What is he looking for? For somebody's what? Whose heart is what? Perfect towards him. Wow. See what God do? What that's telling you? That's telling you that a lot of things you still messing with and dealing with is because you are still messing with it from the past. There's an area in your heart that condemns you, and you're still giving place to the devil for it. Because God is a deliverer. Yeah, he is. God is a healer. God is the one that sets people free. Hallelujah. Satan is the one that binds, but God set free. It's time for us to do the binding. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Jesus said, but you may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, take up thy bed and go into thy house. Now, it ain't the fact of the matter that God can't forgive you of your sin, but can you forgive yourself of your sin? Come on, brothers and sisters. See, we get into the heart of the matter here. Amen. We're going to return to the mountain for a second. Remember, I told you that Jesus said, he didn't say that take this mountain and cast it into the Mediterranean Sea. Is that right? Did y'all ever read in there that Jesus ever did that? Did he ever do that? Did he ever go literally to a mountain and do that? Then what in the world are people doing? What are y'all doing then? What are people doing? But I can find where Jesus moved the mountain of the devil that was inside of people. I can find where Jesus removed the mountain of blindness from people's eyes. I can't find where he removed the mountain of the crippled and made the lame to walk. I can't find the mountain the way he removed to let the oppressed go free. I can't find the mountain of death that he raised them because he is life. I can't find the mountain of cancer and sickness and diseases departing. I can see the mountain that Jesus removed from everybody. Hallelujah. What is your mountain? Is there anything too hard for God? Anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Where does this power work at? Right here in us. Do you believe that the power of God is in you? Do you believe that the Holy Ghost is in you? Does not the Bible say greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Huh? He who the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. God working on the heart here this morning, isn't he? That's why you got to have and must develop a literal praise in your heart. Your praise, God, it can't be superficial. It's got to be real. It's got to be something just between you and him. Hallelujah. You can't be praising God and lifting up your hands because everybody else says it. You can't be voice activated because the preacher said, praise the Lord, lift up your hands. It's got to be in your heart. Just like someone who has a heart that is sounding God, there's a song that he puts down in their heart. You may not like the key, the note, or the tune, but the Lord knows who's singing. Hallelujah. Because God knows who he is. Praise God. Amen. Jesus is the one who's doing all the healing. It ain't us, it's Jesus. It's not Pastor Dowell, it's Jesus doing all the healing. Swim or die, sink or swim, I'm going to trust in Jesus. Whew. Boy, sure is tough preaching to the saints of the Most High, isn't it? Lord have mercy. We need to take random snapshots. Set up a hidden camera, take random snapshots so that they can go down real quick and put a computer image up on the wall and say, here, this is what y'all look like during this time of the service. Y'all think I'm kidding? Just got finished giving y'all a dynamic message, telling on the devil, ripping the cover off of him. Now, I'm going to tell you what saints do. What saints do, you see, this is, I'm going to let you know how I know saints. What saints do, they'll hear a message like this, and then they'll go be condemned because they're giving place to the devil. See, so if they can't feel condemned because of the things that they've done in the past, they're going to find a way to be condemned. That's that feel sorry for me spirit. I ain't going to feel sorry for you. You are sorry. But I'm sorry if you couldn't hear it. Isn't that how saints do it? Now hear something else. Yeah. Isn't that right? Huh? Then we'll sit and go and feel bad because we hadn't been doing it. Am I telling the truth? We'll go and feel bad. But I hadn't been doing it. Woe is me. I tell you what, boy. I see what Jesus had to deal with when he dealt with Israel. He go out and preach to the heathen, and the heathen went, wah, 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 wah. Say some more, huh? Lord, have mercy. Say to the Most High. There is no fear in love. But perfect love. God is love. If you love me, keep my commandments. Y'all know we can love God. And we don't have to be fearful in doing it. But we cannot allow the enemy to challenge us continually in the mind. You'll never be free. Never be free. You ain't never looked and see. Well, I wonder why some people, man, why are they just so happy? Man, it seems like them people just is, are in a perpetual state of liberty. Are they for real or are they just putting on? I know, I'm telling you, we'll drag something down in a minute. Y'all see that God don't give no room for people feeling sorry for themselves? And what do we want? We call compassion when somebody come and pat us in sorriness. But it don't get us up out of the hole and cause us to go serve Jesus. We think that we have a right to feel depressed so we can stay depressed. Isn't that the truth? We can't behave like his brothers and sisters. None of us that got the victory in Jesus. So you can't fret yourself because of evildoers. You're going to have to allow perfect love in Christ to cast out all fear, because that fear hath torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. How many things we're fearing and allowing the devil to minister to us because of fear? See, someone whose heart is perfect towards God, they can say, because their faith, all he requires is a grain of a mustard seed. He goes, I say to this blindness or to be removed. Why? Because my heart is perfect. I can say to cancer, get out in the name of Jesus, because their heart is perfect. Y'all hearing this? Praise the Lord. Oh, mercy. Praise the Lord. You know what y'all do? What y'all do is get a copy of this DVD, and y'all to put a mirror up right next to the video onto a TV set. And every time you get to certain parts of it, just look at yourself. Because ain't the way it should be with people who've been free in Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blood of Jesus. I hope that y'all understood this. Can you see where you're giving place to the devil? Can you see where you need to repent from? Need to repent to in order to get your heart perfect? Can you see it? Can you see what the devil done lied to you? You bit his lie just like Adam and Eve did. You know the good thing about that is there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. It is the goodness of God that leads me to repent. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. You know, when I'm up here preaching, sometimes I can hear that devil say, don't say that. That's just like an antler. An antler, that's a deadly poisonous snake. It will just bite without enchantment. You don't have to mess with it. You don't have to do nothing. It's going to bite because it is his nature to bite. And the devil, when he's hearing the gospel, he can't help but to bite. It's just that I'm too intelligent to fall after that mess. When he say don't say that, you know what I'm going to do, don't you? Can you see? Was you able to see? Could you see it? Can you see how the devil lied to you? All this time just flat out lied to you. Worry. Isn't that something? Worry is nothing but just old-fashioned fear. That's all it is. Or just old-fashioned fear. You can't have it in you because it won't allow your heart to be perfect towards God. And if your heart not perfect toward God, he can't do great things through you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your words of truth. We pray that these sayings will sink deep down in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to the King. He's coming. I hope he is able to hear. I hope you learned something. Pray for me that God continue to keep giving me the utterance.